This week on Clown College.
I've seen a picture of an airplane.
This is just going to be people f***ing on an airplane.
This is not, damn it. This is exactly what it is. This is not what I
was. The cockpit getting. Got him.
They rented out an airplane for an hour and banged in it.
Airplane. People acting as an airplane. Oh, I got an airplane cosplay.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Dom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Dom, and JJ.
Pretty epic, dude.
Put your tobacco in there.
Yeah, only legal products. Yeah. I don't smoke anymore. Or ever, actually. If this is going on the record.
Hey, is this episode 30?
Wow, man.
This is 30?
This is 30.
Damn, dude.
Time flying by.
Shit.
Yeah. Seems like yesterday. We bought this table.
This is the biggest fucking table.
It is huge.
Ever, dude.
The table is big. It's so big.
And it was like only $100, too.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
This is quality wood right here. Ash, I believe.
Probably not. I don't know.
That's probably a little ash.
What's your favorite wood, Brandon?
Yep.
My don't favorite your wood. Oh, man.
Thanks, man.
My favorite wood. I don't really know wood, so I'm just going to be biased because I only know like one type of wood, just red wood, I guess. That's good wood.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's really good. Cherry wood.
What's that like? Let's see what that
is. Sequoia.
Okay.
I don't think you can.
You learn it. I'm just going to search up Yellowwood.
Yellowwood. Oh, dude. The most wealthy person ever from Alabama was the dude that started Yellowwood.
Fuck is Yellowwood?
Let's see what Yellowwood is.
It's a company. Look it up,
dude. Is it like really Yellowwood?
It kind of has like a yellow tint to it, a stain, I guess.
Let me see.
Well, look up Yellowwood Company, Alabama, I guess.
Okay, Company, Alabama.
The commercial is what I remember. If you grew up at Yellowwood, right? Yes. I think his name's Jerry. Dude, if you grew up in Alabama, you remember this commercial, dude. The Yellowwood commercial. Can you find it, Brandon? Please,
that's a fucking American right there.
Look up Yellowwood commercial. And they have a fucking NASCAR sponsorship. This is the most Alabama thing ever.
All right, right here.
You ready?
You gotta log into my shit on there.
Yeah. You may do that real quick?
Nah, just let's play this.
It's actually Yellowwood staff.
I recently rode into a town that had never heard of Yellowwood, much less Yellowfella. They didn't know about it protecting outdoor building projects against rot, decay, and termites, or about Yellowwood's new lighter, more natural appearance, which makes it easier to paint or stain. So after a little while of getting to know these fine folks, I explained it to them. And together, we rebuilt that town. And then I left Rockwood. I understand they don't call it
Yellow Rado. All right, first of all, I'd like to point out not a single minority in that whole commercial.
No, not at all.
It wouldn't have it any
other way. Not even a tan person, really. But yeah, this is the wealthiest man from Alabama.
For real?
Yeah, he made like $750 million.
Damn.
Can you look that up, Brandon?
Yeah, let's see.
Richest person from Alabama.
Is he still alive?
I think so. Richest person in Alabama, dude. If you've got like a three-bedroom trailer.
Wow, he popped up. Look at that. Jimmy Rain.
There he is. What's his net worth?
Let me search it up. Jimmy Rain.
Net worth. There it is right there.
Right there.
$1.5 billion.
You said don't say he's a millionaire.
Mr. Rain making it rain, dude. First of all, I only gave him half credit. I said $750 million.
Wow. It's crazy. I've never heard of Yellowwood or this person.
Same here.
But that's the way to do it. Is just be low key rich.
Yeah.
Like this dude could be in a Walmart and he'd fit right in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I may have helped him at Publix. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You might have, dude.
Maybe.
He still wears tight jeans and cowboy boots.
I hope so.
Guarantee it.
I hope so. Well, you can't. Well, all jeans are tight when you're him. You know what I'm saying? But, like, they got to be boot cut so you can get them up in there, dude.
Let's see what he's rocking with.
Is that Bezos? Or is it?
Oh, yeah. Bezos right there with that's his girl, I think.
His ex-wife, I think.
No, that's his girl.
That's his current wife?
I don't think they married. It's his girl, though.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Yeah. She had a lot of work done. In her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you're the richest man or next to it, maybe get somebody who's naturally beautiful.
Or just everybody. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't have to settle down, really, unless that's what you want. But if you're going to, you should pick somebody who's,
Like, that's a lot of work.
Somebody you can get along with if we're going to pretend.
Yeah, you got a good time with. Not like a car dealership,
I don't like it, dude. She kind of looks like Marilyn Manson a little bit. She's got a very wide mouth.
See what Marilyn Manson is.
It's something.
Brandon, you don't know Marilyn Manson?
Are you serious?
Did you know this guy had his ribs removed so he could orally pleasure himself? That's word on the street.
Seriously?
Look at him. It makes a lot more sense.
That sounds fucking painful as shit. Okay, perfect. Look like you're
trying to... Well, that's now.
Oh, now we need to
go down to some old Marilyn.
Let's see. Which one's old? This old? No, that looks good.
When he's thin.
Right here?
Yeah, that's an old one. Yeah.
Okay, it says unsafe right there. That's how you
I guess, like, me and Brandon's, like, generation, we had Jeffree Star, who was kind of like this guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was.
You know Jeffree?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Let me search up Jeff. He was a character.
That dude's got some money.
I can't believe y'all heard that same rumor, because that's been out for a long time.
Yeah, I heard that was like an urban legend. I know that one, and that the Richard Gere put the gerbils in his ass.
Wait,
did you ever hear that one?
See, I heard that, but I heard that way later in life. But I think it's always been there.
Yeah.
I wonder where that came from. Just somebody was like,
oh, it was
likes gerbils in his ass.
Sylvester Stallone. Richard Gere and Sly, they worked on a movie together, and they hated each other. And Richard Gere thinks Sylvester Stallone started the rumor, but Stallone, he like denies it. He's like, nah, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Richard Gere.
That's a good picture.
Well, yeah,
What about the one where he's touching his wiener right
there? Look at that. Why the fuck I instantly clicked on it? Let's find a better one.
I don't know why you clicked on that.
I don't know either. That was weird.
Wait, was that when he was in...
Double tie?
Yeah.
I think that's when he was in Balto. You remember that movie?
Balto.
Or I think that's what it's called, about the dog.
Dog.
Where he has he's a professor in Japan. He has the dog.
Balto. Let's see.
Hachiko, I think that's it.
Hachi.
Close.
Oh, dude, okay. First of all, happy AAPI month, dude. Asian movie about a dog.
Yeah, with no Asians.
Questionable at best, dude.
No Asians in the Asian people in the poster.
What are you talking about? You don't think Joan Allen is Asian?
Joan Allen.
I don't even know these other two
people.
I don't know. Richard Gere, he has a lot of misses. He has some big hits, but he has a lot of misses. What the fuck is this about?
Oh, dude, okay, so he has a dog, right? And he's a professor, and he goes to the train station, and the dog meets him at the train station every day, and he gives him food or something. And then the professor has, like, a heart attack, and he dies.
Damn.
But the dog goes to that same spot every day out of loyalty, and they build a statue for him at the train station. Man's best friend, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that 100%. I was ranting about that the other day with somebody else's dog.
What happened? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just talking about, I was like, man, this is my best friend right here. I even had it on video. I was like, man, like, look at this dog right here, man. I just met this dog, and I love this dog. I love my dogs, too, but this dog, man, something.
Did something to you.
What kind of dog is it?
I think it was a Labradoodle.
Oh,
it's kind of puffy and curly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dog was big as me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not roasting nobody, but when I saw that dog, man, it looked just like Matthew Lumbra. Identical.
We're throwing a picture of Matthew Lumbra right here, dude.
Yeah, let me get the Labradoodle.
Teen pop sensation, Matthew Lumbra.
Yeah.
So whose dog was it?
Oh, it was
How'd you meet this pup?
It was my mom's guy friend. From Atlanta.
We don't have to go into it.
Yeah, we don't.
Did you say guy friend?
Yeah. I don't know how to, because you know when parents go up, I don't really know how to pronounce it.
You don't
want to
say what?
What? Just boyfriend? Is that how people say it?
You can.
Yeah, boyfriend.
Dude, she's banging.
Yeah, you never know.
Unbelievable, oh, man. Yeah. That's a pretty cool dog, man. Yeah. Is it that color?
I can't wait till Lumber sees it.
Let me find it. It was white.
Oh, dude. Well, I know what we have to talk about, man.
Oh.
Brandon redeemed himself.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
In the foot race. He fucking surprisingly fast when he doesn't eat shit within the first 3 steps.
I don't do all this before I go. It's like I'm finna die and have a seizure.
Yeah, you got to wait till you start running for the arm movement. You don't do it before.
It's wasting energy.
And then we had, it was Lumbra, Brandon, me, and Dante, right, on the first one.
Oh, my God.
And we'll insert that clip right here.
Yo, if I fall, y'all have never seen me again.
I'll get this angle right.
You should probably stay in the middle. Like, in the middle between. Or, like...
All right, so you seen what happened there. Brandon, he was beating me all the way up until the second, but I just couldn't let that happen. So I got that one foot up on him. But you're right there. Mm-hmm. You didn't fall this time.
You know, it was a big surprise, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. He was. You remember that one?
Oh, Alex was he on ours?
He was in the second one.
Where he was dusting.
Yeah. Moving them little feet.
Yeah, dude.
Them little legs was going.
Alex is in like good shape, though.
Yeah,
he is
in good shape. Doesn't work out at all.
No.
But it's in good shape. But you guys see Dante on that?
Oh, dude, man.
It's in slow motion, and it's still seconds before he crosses the finish line compared to everybody else, dude.
Hey, he was having a good time.
Shout out, Dante.
Hell yeah.
He crosses the finish line like he just finished the Boston Marathon like this, dude.
It's like, I participate.
And he didn't blow up.
No, he didn't.
He wouldn't have either, because they only got the first people who, they got the winners.
Oh, yeah. So we would have been gone.
The guy
would have seen me.
The winners, dude.
Shit.
Sounds like the losers to me, right? Dude. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
How's being fast now? Bitches.
Damn.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
happy Memorial
Day. Rest in peace, dude. Shout out to
the ones
all
we lost.
To the real OGs, man.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, who's your favorite soldier?
Ooh.
Do you have one?
You said favorite soldier.
Captain
like,
America doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about from like any war? My favorite soldier.
Any war.
Any war ever.
What's that dude that wrote that book that I used to? I was trying to look at the Book of Five Rings.
What?
No. Book of Five. Let me see. What was that dude's name?
I don't think he could read.
Book of Five Rings. What was his name? Somebody yelling right now.
The Olympics, dude?
No. This was he was a samurai soldier.
Oh, damn.
Let me see.
We're talking about America.
No,
Brandon.
He's talking about America. Let him read the name. Right, Brandon, please say it.
Moto Musashi.
pretty close.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that could
I
be.
I just like how you put that stank on Musashi.
But American, let me think right here. Whew. American.
This is one American soldier.
I know one, but it's like because I'm thinking far back. And then I'm thinking close a little bit. Whoa, what's it? I guess Grant was he was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grant, there we go.
He's on the 50.
Yeah, and he was Union, not Confederate, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, so look
at dude,
that.
you want to hear some historical facts, dude?
Yeah.
When Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse, dude, to Ulysses S. Grant, a year later on the date, Ulysses S. Grant got arrested for speeding. In his horse and buggy.
Shut the fuck up.
He was going like 35.
He got arrested.
They took him to jail.
I didn't even
Ulysses
know.
S. Grant.
That's craziness.
He looks like he's going too fast, dude. That was definitely one of the Confederate officers that he was salty about it, dude. He was like, fuck,
I did not know they had speeding back then.
Yeah, that's, with that's horse fucking and crazy.
He just looked up S. Grant.
Look at this. He's going like that in style. Hat on the suit and shit.
Why is former President Trump not the only president to be arrested?
That's crazy. Speeding in a horse. How do you speed? I don't know. That's crazy.
I just blew my mind.
I had no idea that they had speeding back then. They're fucking horses.
Yeah, they did, man. They did. And the only reason that I knew that was because I was trying to make a joke. So I looked up this day in history. I was like, maybe something interesting happened. And that popped up.
Wow. So there was, how would you even be able to tell a speed limit on a fucking wagon? That doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. Different time.
So this is your favorite stuff. Soldier, Brandon?
Yeah.
And this is one that I know that was that was a good, like, he was on that, you know what I mean?
He had no business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Told the South.
Yeah. No, yeah, he like, rising. Fuck that slave shit. You know what I mean? Fuck all that, man.
He's
fuck
also
that.
A president.
And he became a president, too.
And he did all that.
He's a badass.
He was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. I heard he was a crazy
see,
drunk.
That, now, oh,
you
did, now
you
he's
can
my
be
favorite.
An alcoholic. You can be an alcoholic if you save the Union, dude, first of all. You're allowed that privilege.
Come on.
But he did have the Teapot Dome scandal, dude. We don't got to talk about it, but it was a black mark on his resume.
What happened there?
I don't remember.
T-Pone?
Teapot Dome scandal.
At first, I thought you said T-Pain.
That as well, dude.
You said Teapot Dome.
Teapot Dome.
See what happened there.
Well, that's not it. Teapot. Oh, the scandal, dude.
Let's see. It was a bribery scandal involving the administration of United States President.
Oh, it's just
Warren G. Harden.
Never mind.
Oh. Yeah, he's just
the regulators, man. Dude.
I heard about him.
Warren G.
Regulators.
My bad. Hold up. I thought it was Ulysses S. Grant. That was false information, dude.
Don't put any stains
so,
on his name.
So, Dom's not your favorite soldier.
Oh, you know, damn, man. You know
what,
yes.
I was waiting on. I didn't even think about
damn, man.
You talking about Sergeant Dom Carr, dude?
You know a Dom Carr. Thank you.
Yeah, I like You're Grant welcome. Better, too, dude.
What about Dante? Could have been Dante.
Yeah.
Or Dan Price.
Close. Nah. I'd say Dante, Dan, Tom Hand, Dumb.
You got me fucked
Damn.
Up.
Damn.
You know which one I'm talking about. Hey, damn. Hey, you got to make it past something to be something, goddammit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you damn right. Hey, don't claim to be a fucking soldier if you weren't a soldier. All right? Look at me, Brandon. Don't.
Oh, I'm not.
I know you wouldn't.
Dude, he was in JROTC. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And that's the same exact thing. That's the same exact thing as not passing basic training. I just want you guys to know this. I need everyone out there to know this. JROTC is the exact same thing. If you went to basic training and you signed up for the Army and you didn't pass, which is the easiest fucking thing in the world. We had a girl in there that couldn't do one push-up, right?
Damn.
And every time that somebody would, like, drill sergeants would yell at you, especially back then, they get in your ass. And then, like, every time she would do this thing, she would go, and then start crying every single time. And she passed basic training.
Damn.
I need you guys to understand this.
She couldn't do a push-up and she passed?
When she started, she couldn't do one push-up.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, she never was able
to. You have to pass a PT test. You have to do a push-up. You have to do it to get out.
I was like, what?
I think they only have to do, like, six.
Yeah. Only six push-ups?
It's something like that. It's like ten. It's something around there.
I can do 20, no problem. Six?
Well, no, you have to do 40.
Oh, that's no problem.
You have to do 40 minimum.
In like a minute or something?
2 minutes.
No, 2 minutes.
2 minutes, you got to do 40.
Can you take a break?
I mean, you can't touch your knees to the ground. You got to you can arch your back. The breaks is like arching your back or sagging in the middle. Yeah, whichever way you like it. And then.
Damn, man.
Yeah. I was always good at push-ups. I used to be able to do 80 in a minute. Just bam, 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 bam.
Dang, dude.
Bam,
80 man. In a minute?
And then, well, I would max it, whatever the max was, and I was young, so I think it was like 75 or something. I just made a clean 80. And then sit-ups, wasn't that bad, you would think, because bigger boys is kind of easier for us because you don't have to go. You just have to – the plane has to break like that on their back. That's what some drill sergeants do. They just sit there like this, and then whenever you're going up, your back has to break that plane. But the two-mile run has always been
my bugaboo. What about the pull-ups?
Well, that's new. They just inserted that.
Dude, I went to the recruiter's office one time. They made me do pull-ups in there, and I remember it was like a Marine recruiter – Staff Sergeant Pate. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not, but I did. And I was in there, and I was doing them, and they just saying, you got to lock out your elbows. You got to lock out your elbows.
And ain't none of that swinging shit they do in CrossFit.
Fuck no. I didn't take off my shirt. It wasn't where Brandon went. But
oh, man, my experience, it was crazy.
What?
Because I remember, like, when they were – because, like, see, so what happened was I found out, the recruiter called me and was like, Brandon, you may not know me, but I know you. And we were watching you because I remember he said, I saw you where the pull-up things were. He was like, we've been watching you over there, like, in the lunch and stuff. And he's like, I want you – how about you come on down there? And I was like, no, I'm good, not right now. He's like, what? Why not? We can get you whatever you want. And I'm like, no, not right now. And then it didn't stop. And then he added me on my socials. And he was like, I was at your house. And I wasn't there. And then I was at the hospital and he called and was asked by my family and stuff. I was like, can you leave now, man? Can you leave me alone, please? Like, it was getting creepy.
Yeah, they don't play no games. They're just trying to get you. That's what Corey did.
Man, I was at Kroger. I was like, man. Me and Blake were at Kroger. They got us, man.
They got you to come in?
No, well, Blake didn't go in. He's not an idiot. But I went in. Because at that point, I was in college and I was like, man, this isn't fun. Maybe I'll just, you know. Go at least get to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you'll definitely get to go somewhere. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's always good or bad.
But I was talking to the Marines, dude.
Yeah, the Marines got good duty stations because they get to go to Japan a lot.
Ooh.
And California, but not the good part of California. But they get better. They get better places than the Army for sure. Mm-hmm. Air Force probably gets the best of everything, dude. The Air Force is so much better than the other ones. Whenever they have to come and live like in our barracks or something for like a training, they get paid extra for living in harsh conditions.
Damn.
Swear to God. Yeah.
Damn, dude. They don't consider y'all human, I guess. The Air Force is it the most important one? Is that the most important branch?
No, it's just the smartest people are in there.
Oh.
You got to score higher on your ASVAB, and it's just more of a, it's not like, you know, fighting. You know, like Marines and Army, you got to fight, like ground warfare and shit like that. So you got to train for all that. Air Force is just like, you know, you can run, right, a little bit. Yeah, you're like, oh, you're good. You know, they don't. It's not really like they don't even yell at
basic,
each other,
right?
Huh?
You go to basic.
They go to they go to different kind of basic though. It's not like the same basic. Like, Marines is harder than Army, and then it goes Army, and then it goes Navy. Like, Navy, like, my brother was in the Navy. They don't, I was like, you ain't never did this? He was like, no, we didn't do that kind of stuff. Like, they don't do, like, training, like, warfare training that much.
You got to swim, though?
Yeah, I think Navy definitely has to swim. They got to do the drown-proof training.
You know, my grandpa was in the Navy, and he never knew how to swim.
For real?
Yeah, he said when the instructor wasn't looking, he just walked on the bottom. Because it was like an Olympic pool. It's not deep. That's what he told me.
That's badass.
He joined when he was 17. They found out, like, a couple months in, they kicked him out, and then he came back. When he turned 18. Sick move. I would never do that.
Join what?
I mean, I wouldn't do it now, I don't think. I probably wouldn't meet the qualifications.
I was your guys' age whenever I joined. Mm-hmm. I was one of those people. First of all, the war was hot. So I was like, I'd be damned if I stopped. Like, these motherfuckers never did that for me. And then then it was 2008, so you couldn't find a job. I was like, you know, I might join the Army.
Shit.
How much are they paying, dude?
The Army back then? I was a private, so probably like $32,000.
Damn.
How much, like, can you make a lot of money in the military?
Well, I mean, the big dogs do. But, I mean, you all get, like, okay, so once you get to about E7, yeah, you make good money because you make money and then you get BAH on. So it's not just like what you make. So let's say an E7 makes $5,000 a paycheck, right? But then he gets BAH, which is like, you know, depending on where
benefits
you live.
And shit.
It's basic housing allowance. So like here it would be like $2,000 on top of that. And then you get like a special duty pay if you're going somewhere or whatever you do. You get per diem if you're... if you're like going somewhere, it depends on what your job is and shit.
I'll
like
admit
that.
Something to you right now. Wow. I hear per diem a lot. I have no idea what it means.
It's just the money you get. Like if you were doing a job and you had to go somewhere, you get a certain amount of per diem a day. That's just the money that you get that per day. So like saying it's like $200 a day.
Oh,
so that people take their per diem like, oh, I'm gone for a week, so I'm a bank whatever that is, 1400.
Sound it out, dude.
200?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
It's 14, right? Yeah. So they'll be like, oh, I get $1,400 in per diem.
Damn, okay. Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Brandon,
it's
maybe we should stifle. Join, dude.
Hey, dude, sometimes I'd be like, if none of this work, well, I gotta.
See, you guys fuck with me. I can get you in and out in about 2 years.
Shit. He's going to throw us to his friend who's a recruiter.
CT's
we're going
to
sign our life away, dude.
CT's watching right now. They're number like, one recruiter in the world 2 years in a row. Like, went to the White House, has like an Eagle trophy or whatever they give him.
An Eagle trophy?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure it's an Eagle trophy.
Dude. They should have gave him a real Eagle. Damn. Dude, I remember when I went in, the lady, she was just like, don't even fucking ask me for a Hellcat. Because apparently she had a lot of people going in there and they were like, where do I sign to get the Hellcat? And then she was like, that's not how it works.
It's
tight
like,
move, though.
Yeah. It is the basic package, though, every, including me. When I was in, it wasn't Hellcat, though. It was a Camaro.
Yeah.
And it was like, you buy a Camaro and you're a soldier. That's what it is. You buy a Camaro, you get a high and tight, and you fucking live life.
A right? GI Camaro, dude?
Wow.
Hell, could you imagine?
What type of
it comes
get?
With a bottle opener?
What the?
I got a... that is true. That's funny. The black, all black. And
all
I had
black.
Had 20 rims in the back, flat, fat out, and then 19s in the front, so it kind of looked like the Batmobile. Call her
tight.
Nikki.
What year was
called
this?
Her Nikki, 2012.
My friend's dad's in the Army, dude. He's got a Camaro and a Challenger.
Hey, wow. Super soldier. God damn it.
The SS, dude.
Hell yeah. Was there any of these?
Yeah, it was literally that one.
Any of these.
Same.
It's all the same thing.
That's what's up, man. That's tight.
You can get you one, too. You join. Actually, you can get these now. I think I've seen somebody selling one for $10,000.
Oh, yeah, me too. I did see somebody.
Mm-hmm. It was the best driving car I've ever. Even I had a Beamer, I had a 5 Series, 2015 Beamer, and that was nice too. Better features, but that was the best ride. Like this, zoom in.
Germans, dude.
Yeah, do they know what they're doing?
Well, this is an American car.
I see you. What color did you have for this one?
Huh?
I said, what color did you have for this one?
That one was white.
Ooh, so you had that?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Mm-hmm. Man. M Sport too. Hey.
Sport.
Somebody hit me literally a month after I bought it.
Damn, man.
Somebody hit me in my Camaro, right? And I didn't drive my Camaro for a while because I had a suspended license. But when I first got to Hawaii, as soon as I got the Camaro, I got my license back, I'm going across the street. Somebody T-bones me.
Damn.
Totals a Camaro. Then I get this car, and I'm like, hell yeah, dog. Like, this was that shit. Fucking, like, decked out all inside leather. You can write on the shit. Like, you could write on this thing and then pull it up on screen.
Damn.
And it had, like, the – you could see how fast you were going in the window, like, the reflector, that type of shit. And then it was one of those lights that were, like, blinking. You know, when the stoplight's out, they blink. Like, you can go, then the next person go. It was my turn, and I was turning out, and the other lady just zoomed through. Old lady hit my car. It fucked it up, but it was so safe, dude. Every airbag in the fucking thing came on. Her car got wrapped around a pole. None of the airbags went off, and I was, as soon as I got the car, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's dead. That's how bad it
Damn.
Was. But she got out and she looked at her car and she looked at mine. Her car was a piece of shit too. And she looked at mine and just fell on the ground. I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with this bitch. She just tried to get some fucking money.
She was at fault though.
Hell yeah, she was at fault. But Hawaii's a no fault state, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Dude, damn, I say we just sink them under. We don't need it.
Oh, I miss it. Yeah, that thing, that little circle thing right there. You see what I'm talking about by the middle console?
Yeah.
You can ride on that if you want to.
How do you ride on it?
Just like take your finger, like saying you're looking for something in the GPS or whatever. You just click on the GPS thing. It's like you can click on it and then you just write. Like if you want to write,
That's cool.
Grandview. You know, you just write it. Oh. And then write it in there.
Okay.
Now I think they have, like, you can write, it's a bigger, the newer ones have, like, a bigger.
2024.
Screen on.
If that's.
I bet this motherfucker, he put Beamer, too.
Beamer and Shine.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little, it's bigger.
Damn.
That motherfucker's sexy, though, dude.
That car is sexy. Now I understand that strange addiction sometimes, man. People be wanting to do shit to them cars. I understand.
Fuck the car?
I understand. These cars getting too good these days.
That's what he's talking about.
Are you?
I'm not going to do it, but I'm saying, hey.
That's what he's talking
about. I thought he was talking about making, adjustments to the car.
Have you never seen the episode where that dude, like, has a sexual relationship with his car, and his dad is like, what the hell is wrong with
him? Yeah, man.
And he's in there. He's like he just sits in it in his driveway, and he's just holding the wheel, and he'll just like kiss the wheel. Like, it's the craziest shit, dude. It's the saddest white guy.
Is it at least a nice car?
Let me.
Dude, I think it's like a Fox Body Mustang. It's like I think it's like a '94 Mustang, dude. Bright red, just riced out, dude.
Strange addiction car.
Yes, look at this guy.
Yep. Yeah, look at that.
That's a terrible.
Man, he going to town on that car.
But look,
man,
at him, dude. This is all he has.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Damn, there's a better one.
He's all up under it.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, my God. He fucks that car.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my.
Put
is
in
that
exhaust
him
pipe.
Now? Wait.
Is that what he said?
Who was? Yeah. Wait, look at that one.
That's him now?
Damn. Oh, my gosh. He's had some rough years, man. Dude, and how did it get worse?
Yeah,
dude?
Right.
That's my question.
Oh, my gosh. And this is a before right here. Man.
Damn.
After.
He looks.
Up. Here's a. It looked like he finna. Damn.
He turned into white trash.
He's about to
look
cry.
Looked like he finna cry, man.
Oh,
I'm
it was
sorry.
A Monte Carlo. Understandable, dude. Nice car.
That's what happened to Jeremy Renner. Damn, man.
With a snowplow.
Jeremy Renner fucked
up. Yeah.
He got fucked up. I didn't know that. I thought it was his dad you guys were talking about. Damn,
oh, no.
They look. Yeah, life did go. God damn. I wonder if he's still fucking the
car. Wait, whoa.
Hmm?
The Monte Carlo is called Chase. So he's in a gay relationship.
Yeah.
The car is a man.
Mm-hmm.
Two and one, huh?
Two.
Three.
Oh, so is the car fucking
click on
him.
This, please, dude. I need to know if he's gay. I need to know what happened to the car. Written off in a routine checkup.
What
the fuck does that mean? Oh, that's why he looks sad, because his car got taken away?
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought he realized he was retarded.
Oh, my God. No, man.
He just doubled down on
it. Brett is like, no, he ain't retarded.
Oh, my God.
I would do it, too.
Oh, man. Look at Brandon's search history. Order sub sandwiches, and it was a map.
Holy shit. Yeah, man. It says, what is it? His intimate soulmate.
It was
man.
Destroyed.
They say an intimate.
And a routine checkup. That doesn't sound like a routine checkup that they destroyed
the vehicle.
They
probably did it on purpose just to get him to calm down. Oh, look at that.
No, he doesn't have a car bed.
Well, he has a picture
damn,
with
man.
The sheets. I think that's the hood of the car is the headboard.
Oh, my.
That's insane.
God.
Please keep scrolling, Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. It's
look
getting
how
crazy.
Sad he looks.
Holy he shit. Need a lowrider. Shit.
I don't
therapy.
Think that's what he means. Man. See, he's kissing the steering wheel, dude.
That's him as an old adult, too.
Damn. So nobody else gets to drive this car.
I think he was getting banged by the car.
Oh, did something fall on it?
Damn.
So oh, my gosh, dude.
That's why you're looking off.
And you know he only got like $1,000 for it because it's a 1998 Monte Carlo.
Oh my gosh, man. Dude, that room is so sad, dude. That's everything in there. There's nothing else in there besides that one shitty 8x10 canvas print in that bed, dude.
Damn. The sheets are printed pictures.
Yeah. This is like... I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought the show was staged. Oh, is that his new babe?
Oh, he's moved on.
That's his new girl?
He needs a...
it's like,
nah,
it's probably older than
he
the
needs
original.
A newer car.
He's
buying
a jet ski right
now. Oh, fuck. Wait, what? Is he fucking the jet ski? Is what? Aiden.
What the fuck?
Adam. He's gay. He only likes male cars, dude.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because most dudes name their cars after women.
Damn, the jet ski. That's fucking wild.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
So I think it's because he's getting banged by the shifter.
Oh.
Yep.
I was always thinking exhaust pipe.
Yep, you're thinking the exhaust pipe, but really, can you bang an exhaust pipe? It's not going to be fun.
You can put some. You can put the football pocket pussy in there.
He could do that
and bang it.
Yeah,
he could probably use the. Brandon, I'm thinking he probably because now that we know he is gay, but we can probably. No, listen, man. Hey, enough with that. That's good. Hoorah! Yeah, but listen, hoorah. That stick shift. I feel like he just squat on and sit on that bitch.
Exactly what
I'm
thinking.
And go down in the ass.
Yep.
He shifts gears with his ass.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, you know what I mean? Complete.
Complete.
Whatever that man does.
I wish you guys were more invested in this. Like, is this not insane?
That's as far as we got.
No, look at, what's the new car's name? I know the jet ski's name is Adam. New car
is Jason.
He's got a jet named Jet and then Jason.
Jason and Adam. Wow.
He's got a harem of male vehicles, dude.
Oh, he also got an SUV. Wow, so he's in an open relationship now.
Oh, so he's poly.
Wait a minute, dude. What year is that jet ski? It looks a little young to me.
Let's see.
This could be an issue, man. Well,
I
want to
know if he's still banging him. If he's still kissing it and doing that shit.
Let's see.
You don't stop. After 20 years of fucking vehicles, you don't stop fucking them, dude. You're in it for life, dude. The seatbelt is clicked in, bro.
Man, he moves on.
I really don't like that, man.
Let's see. So, okay.
From X-Fling.
Because I want to see it. Oh,
this is crazy. look at his face.
Man, he's having a blast. I'm happy for him.
He is excited.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Let's see if there's some more action that we can see. No, that's as far.
Dude, what if you know how he could make a shit ton?
How?
If he made an OnlyFans, I guarantee you he'd make a shit ton.
God.
Of
oh, God. Oh, I would subscribe.
I would, too. Yeah. I want to see him put the gear shift in his ass, dude. I really do.
It's curiosity. Yeah. And this dude, his name would be, okay, let's see what his name is. He would be the mechanic,
Go down the head, some quotes from him. Said, but Lex is not the only love I have in my life. I'm expanding the family.
It's an open relationship.
That Chase isn't a part of my life anymore. Well, who's Lex? Because Adam is the fucking jet ski, and Jason is the black car. So who's Lex, dude?
Goddamn telenovela.
Man.
He's bi, poly, autosexual.
Yeah.
Okay, so his name is Nathaniel. Okay, good. Nathaniel the mechanic. But let me see. Nathaniel the
A mechanic. He's a sex worker, dude.
Oh, no. I was giving him his OnlyFans name. If he's listening, that's a good one. People going to do that. The car lover.
You think he uses Jiffy Lube?
Yeah, some good ass. He probably used that fucking engine oil or whatever they make you use. Let's see.
They make you use. Man.
Go to the 2 minute one down there at TLC.
Right here?
Yeah,
let's see. I'm interested.
I got to hear this.
Nathaniel, I live in a small rural town in Texas. And when you last saw me a decade ago, I was in an intimate relationship with my car, Chase.
Oh. Good morning, baby. You're a handsome man.
Okay.
He's gay, I told you. Body used.
Love you, baby.
Oh, it was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection. I just absolutely love Chase. If somewhere would happen to Chase, my heart would just stop. I just have to.
He's getting emotional. I'm sorry for all that. This is real.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately,
he's got
Chase
a double wide now.
No longer part of my life. I think about it a lot, and it breaks my heart he's not here. I felt like he deserved better. So this is where I keep a lot of Chase's mementos. The bedroom is just a special place, and I felt like that was the perfect place for him, and nice to have him close to me. The blanket's special to me because it's got a lot of his good pictures on it. Just cute stuff like him getting a bath and us together. It's just... You look back definitely and you just don't realize the things you take for granted until...
That blanket has so much cum in it.
And so...
He's crying. This dude is for real. There's no acting that could be this good.
I just would change, I guess, the way things happened, or to try to do something different, I guess, to keep him here in my life.
So I know they said accident. I'm pretty sure that was a suicide. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not here.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck?
Oh my.
You got him a birthday cake, dude.
That's not.
That's pretty sweet.
Dude.
I still think about Chase every day, but I moved on. I was looking for new vehicles and found my baby girl online. Pretty good. I love Lex with all my heart. Thank you for all you do for me.
Come on, you should have showed me Lex. Yeah, man.
See, I'm scared of people like this.
Yeah, he would kill somebody for them cars.
Dude, could you imagine if you wrecked into him? He would get out and shoot you four times in the chest. He would murder your ass, dude.
That's fucking 1,000%.
Oh, my gosh. So that's Lex.
Yeah. Man, imagine him with like a 24.
Is that a Lincoln?
Oh, yeah, it's a Lincoln Town Continental.
Car? Okay.
Do you think he protests demolition derbies? Like people no. Who protest at, like, the Parenthood?
That's,
like,
that's just the UFC, dude.
Yeah, that's like pro wrestling for the cars. Because you know how some dudes, they'll see some diva wrestlers or something and go to town. He probably looks at them derby scene and be like, damn, they going rough.
Monster jams, dude. Mm-hmm. Cars is just hentai for this guy.
Exactly. They got a lot of weird stuff like that. Like, I found out my one dude, he was telling me they got airplane porn and shit. Like, people as airplanes.
What
you mean?
That was 9/11.
Like now there's people dressing up as airplanes, like painted, looking like all this and stuff, and just doing weird sexual activities.
What are they doing?
Like sex and like sex. I don't know. They just like sexual routines. Like normal stuff, like ass, and you know, sometimes the front. Maybe they'll get a little bit of oil.
Normal stuff like ass, and sometimes the front.
And then somebody probably
sex.
Be like, they gotta fill up the gas, so they go to the mouth and just put it there. I don't know.
Oral,
Yes, oral too, probably.
So you saying you haven't seen?
No, I haven't fully. I haven't watched this, but I've seen a picture. Clips. I've seen a picture. I never seen a clip. That was my guess.
So how do you know they feeling up?
Oh, no, that was my guess, because I was like, wouldn't that be something? Because I'm like, if you acting like you're a car, they'd be like, I got to fill up the gas, and then the gas is just like a dick, so that's why I'm like, that might be something.
The gas is the semen.
The dick is the nozzle. Yeah. So I'm like, you're putting in the nozzle into this airplane or car, and that's what's happening.
Well, we know what the thumbnail is going to be, dude.
Transformers.
Oh my dude, that might be the funniest thing I've ever heard, dude. He said, "What are they doing? Sex and sexual routines.
They're doing anything you want.
Sometimes the front, but only sometimes the front. Only sometimes.
Anything you want, they do." Yeah, I knew some people that were weird, man.
I don't know what's worse, dude. Would it be worse to be this guy, or would it be worse to be like an airplane porn guy?
Oh, this guy.
Yeah,
are you sure
people are banging people?
Because they only do the front sometimes, dude. Yeah. It's all anal airplanes.
Man, I could only imagine the stuff this dude does, man. He probably unscrewed a tire.
But those people are fucking people that dress like
airplanes.
That's
understandable. Yeah, that's okay.
This is also a person.
That's not a car.
This is a person, dude. That's Lex, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right.
No, he's not right, Brandon.
dude, I'm surprised a recruiter didn't get Brandon.
They tried. They try sometimes.
You ran from them though, right?
Yeah, I was like, nah, not right now, man. I'm not, because I'm trying to work on college and then I'm comedy and stuff like that. So I was like, no, man, I can't. Nah.
Ducking the smoke, dude.
Nah, not right now.
I would have got you if I was a recruiter.
Oh, yeah. You would have probably.
Dude, people love machines, man. That's what I've realized. I didn't know about the airplane porn. I knew about this for a while, but have you seen the videos of I don't want to assume, but I believe they're autistic individuals that get like crazy hyped about the trains.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Like, it's a C-124.
It's just old yeah. dudes. Like, they love them.
They're like, that's the original steam engine. Like, that was crazy. Dude, planes, trains, and automobiles, man.
Movie.
So, Thomas the Train, man. He could have been. People probably liked him, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Pedophiles.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pedophiles, if you like Thomas the Train.
Yeah, Thomas crazy.
Dude, that's crazy, right? Like, this is... I want to see the airplane porn. I know we can't play it on here, dude.
No. Google it, though.
Oh, okay.
I want to see what you... So, Brandon, you're saying you haven't seen the airplane
no,
porn?
No, I have not. I've seen a picture of an airplane porn.
This is just going to be people fucking on an airplane.
This is not... Damn it. This
that's
is
exactly
not what it is.
What it is.
This is not what I
the
was...
The cockpit doing. Got him.
They rented out an airplane for an hour damn and banged
it.
In it.
Airplane... People acting as an airplane. Oh, I got an airplane cosplay. Cosplay.
Porn.
Yeah, not.
The FBI is going to be all on my
They
shit.
Really not. Okay.
Brandon, I don't think this is a real thing.
I promise you. Okay, this is something.
No.
No.
Well, that's kind of something.
Well, that's a cartoon, first of all.
I got to find out where it is, man, because they called it something. They called it. I
mental illness.
Listeners out there, if you know about this airplane, yeah.
What's wait? What's that?
Somebody,
Brandon?
Where?
Go
where?
Up on the right.
Yeah, I've seen
up,
that too.
On the right. Bit. Up. Right
that
there. One.
Right
is
there.
Is that an airplane?
No, that's a superhero.
No, this is that super. They call
it's a
it
bird.
Superheroine. Yeah, superhero.
I'm pretty sure that. Look at the right.
Which one? Well, right here. Right here.
Oh my gosh. Is he eating a she-male's ass?
Oh, that is exactly what that is. I didn't even
is this
know
what you?
That.
Is this the kind of stuff
no,
you
man,
you
no,
watch, Brandon?
Man.
All right, Brandon.
I don't see any
we
people dressed as airplanes.
This is just poured on my laptop.
Okay,
man.
Let's exit this part. Yeah, let's get you out of here.
Can you fly us through these stormy weather, dude?
Get out. Yep. There we go. I gotta figure out where that was because I swear they were like.
And you saw it?
Yeah, I saw the picture because
he said
somebody
he didn't
was telling
see it,
me about
dude.
It.
Yeah, you did.
But I saw the picture. I didn't watch it.
Uh huh.
So you saw it?
I saw a picture.
You saw a picture of like, was it the guy or the girl dressed up
no,
as a plane?
No, it was a girl dressed up as an airplane.
Okay, and then the guy was banging the plane.
Yes.
Was the man also a plane?
I think they both were planes. Yes. Because people, if
no,
you like
both
the plane,
were planes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paint?
Yes. It was kind of like a furry type thing, in a way.
Was it paint or costume?
Paint and costume. It was paint, and then they put some extra stuff on them.
Okay.
I got to find it. I'm going to look for it. I'm going to ask people. I'll be like, yo.
Don't ask anybody.
We're going to find
but if you're
going to
ask somebody, ask Dan Price. He might know.
Daddy boy.
You're an airline guy?
Right. We've covered a lot in the short amount of
time.
Yeah,
we have, man.
We have.
This is what we do here at Clown College. Yeah, we educate the people about airplane porn that doesn't exist.
Yep. Yeah, we're serious about it. Because you get the what?
You get that airline experience.
Well, but you get the ass, and sometimes
you get the front,
but only sometimes.
Only sometimes.
When you want to fill it up, you get that oral. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now that dude eating that lady's ass was getting the ass, dude.
Yeah, he
but
was
I
doing
bet
that.
He gets the front sometimes.
Yeah, that was
the penis, Brandon.
That threw me off guard. That was that superheroine. They call superheroine. They call it.
What? That's a thing? Oh, this is a.
Oh
a
no! No, I was talking about when we got into the superhero stuff. They call it superheroine porn.
Superheroine porn.
Yep. Superheroine.
Heroin?
Like, it's spelled like heroin, but it's superheroine.
Female hero.
Yeah, there we go.
Heroin, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they go on crazy adventures and stuff, and then... Yeah.
Now, you dabbled in that.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. Yeah, when I was younger.
I believe in the early episodes, you actually said that you were really hard up on Miss Incredible.
Miss Incredible, yeah.
Was that the hottest superhero to you, Brandon?
Well, No, I remember before that was Miss Marvel.
You keep saying back in the day.
Miss Marvel.
This was 3 weeks ago.
Miss Marvel, she was good. Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
What does she look like? Don't look up.
You talking about the cartoon version of?
Yes. No. Like the old, yeah, the original Miss Marvel. Like
Miss Marvelous show. That was a good show.
Miss Marvel. Not that one. Not that one.
That's a child.
Not that one. Not that one. We got to go. There we go.
Okay. That's acceptable.
I see the vision.
Yeah.
I see the vision here.
Yeah, I remember, what was it?
That's who Brie Larson's supposed to be?
Yes. That's Captain Marvel.
But they're the same people. This is before she was Captain Marvel, I think.
Oh, dude.
Is that who?
Barb.
Pamela Anderson. Who is that? That's an actor, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Pam Anderson, dude.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Okay, here it is.
She looked damn. She's rough now.
Oh, there she is now.
But that? No, not that. don't do that one, brother. Go down to old 90s.
That's the lady from Hereditary.
Right here. That's a good one. No.
Go to 90s.
Here we go. Look at that's side Pam. By side.
Is that Baywatch?
Yes, dude.
I never seen that. That's why. I got to see that.
Mm-hmm. It's Baby Become a Man. Put barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire?
And then, it's their superhero.
Oh.
What is it called, barbed wire?
I think barbed wire was just a movie.
But in the opening credit scene, she gets naked in it. And it's just like she's like supposed to be this badass, but that was a good movie. It was actually a terrible movie, but. Huh?
Did you want me to search up the opening credits?
Did you
want
to see them?
Oh, no, this is up to y'all. I was saying if y'all want to see
it.
If y'all want to see it, we can look it up, but only if y'all want to see it.
She's been naked a lot. You know, she has a sex tape back when she looked like this, too.
With Mr. Lee, bro.
Yeah, Tommy Lee.
Bobby Lee.
Nah.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee. Let's see Tommy Lee.
From Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, what's that?
A band?
I probably heard him once. Let me see. Tommy Lee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he looks bad now, too, but, you know, he lived a good life.
I got to hear his music.
Go. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's his penis.
Where? No, man, look.
You hear right there.
Say where?
Okay.
The thing that's blurred out.
I see.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, so we don't see that. I'll scroll up.
He's dating that one girl who used to be in Vine, right? She used to be a big right Vine here star. No, that's Pam.
I thought his girlfriend. Shit. Wait, no, right I'm there thinking
oh,
about.
Oh, shit. Right here?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's her. Yeah. She just I got some work done, I guess, now.
Vine. Dude, you're that dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think he's dating like that 19-year-old.
Main singer from Red Hot or Fleet?
I don't know. Anthony whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dating like a 19-year-old.
Really?
You ever read his book where he talked about fucking 14-year-olds?
Uh-uh.
But what's it called?
About fucking 14-year-olds? the lead singer?
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened? What was this?
When he was touring. He was like...
Wow, it
was like
man!
He was screwing around. Then they found out. He found out he was 14. He's like, okay, well, we'll just do it one more time.
Oh my god! Wait, that's the
lead singer.
Who was
oh
this?
Oh my god!
What's his name?
Who put Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Kiedis or what?
I don't know. I don't know how to say his
Red
last
Hot
name.
Chili Pepper Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This dude. Look at his girlfriend.
Freddie Mercury here?
Put his girlfriend.
Girlfriend, all right. Girl.
I think I saw it on Facebook or something.
Oh my gosh. Is this it?
Oh, yeah. She's super young.
She's like 19.
Holy that's shit. Crazy. Go to another picture of her.
Let's find another one. Up.
It looks like it's both of his daughters.
Yeah.
No, up. Well, here, look at this.
Yes, that's the picture I saw.
Oh god.
Man, that's crazy.
Go back to that first one you clicked, though, Brandon. Did you see the headline for that one?
Well, right here?
The epic dating history. Dating, 15 and 16 years?
Oh, wow, man. Oh, man. That one picture when he was holding it from, that literally looks like it might. Is that his daughter?
No, it's
hanging
his girlfriend.
Out having fun with his girlfriend.
If that's his daughter, that would almost be worse, dude.
Yeah, that would be. That's like, what was that other dude that did that?
Who?
Tom Brady and his son?
No, it was like a comedian. His name was like, what was his name? Andy something? I don't know. Because he had like a daughter that he adopted and then eventually married.
That was the playwright,
Woody Allen. Yeah, Woody Allen. Yeah. Sick little motherfucker.
Yeah, that was.
Go down some other pictures, man. That looks, that's rowdy.
Let's see.
That was recent. That was like this year.
God damn.
I think. I'm pretty sure. With them.
Him biting.
See, that's his, that's his old. She got too old.
Yeah, she's 20.
That, and then he moved on.
Another one.
Yeah,
he has a track record, dude.
I don't feel bad for Anthony Kidd.
How here can you write girl. A book being like, I'd bang 14 year olds and then still walk around?
Yeah. That is that crazy. Not?
And he has that mustache.
Yeah.
Well,
no wrong mustache.
Not all people who have mustaches are pedophiles. Did you see that shit? It fell over.
It like a ghost, man.
Yeah, but it like went over my hand. How the fuck did that happen?
Did you step on the cord, dude?
Ghost of Colonel Cobb.
Damn.
What?
The ghost of Colonel Cobb, man.
We got the corn cob pipe over there, dude.
Yep.
We'll give it to him. Maybe it'll chill the fuck out. But yeah, Cobb. Dude, that's just that's pretty gross, man.
Yeah.
That one photo he's where he's like 50. Look at wait, there's another angle right there. You where? See where his back's turned? He's got the blue shirt on right up and to the right of where your mouse is. Not that one.
Oh, right that here?
One. Yeah. Oh, he's about like to beat her up. He's P. Diddy and his underage girlfriend, dude.
All the celebrities, huh?
No. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Damn, man. That's, wow.
Yeah, never knew this about him at all. I haven't heard this one time.
This has been a very sexually charged episode of the Brown College Podcast, and none of it has been positive.
No, no.
None of it has been good sex.
I think it was beautiful what that guy had with his car.
You don't.
Yeah, because he takes care of it. You don't. You know he takes care of it.
Nobody does.
Brandon's legit.
Because I'm like, look, he takes care of it. He got no car problems.
Brandon's fucking his car.
Yeah, I was going to say, the whole thing that came to this was he said, I understand those people who do stuff with their cars. And my whole, when he said that, I was thinking he was talking about make adjustments, make upgrade to the car. Yeah. And then when you explained to me that he's talking about banging his car.
Yeah.
Brandon, so you, so the way this all started off, you said you understand.
Yes, I understand, but you got to hear me out. This is because I'm like, dude, in this economy, these cars are so hard to get, so expensive. You get a good car, you're going
to. That car is $50. That car was $50. Back then, dude. Can you please look up the video where he comes out to his dad in the original? Dom, you're going to love this, dude. He tells his dad, and his dad's like, what? What do you mean?
In love with car.
He does have to be, like, the safest driver, though.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
This is better for the environment. I bet
you can't bring any. He probably didn't let anybody else in the car, though. You know he doesn't let passengers in there. No way. Touching his baby.
You can watch the full video and just skip to where it's his dad. Dude,
if you've been waiting for this,
this is a great question, dude. You know how they ask, would you rather have a thought daughter or a gay son?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather your son, or I don't know, would you rather your son come out as gay or come out that he likes cars, dude? Biggest fear
is gay. His
relationship. Well, yeah. But I can't think of a good question.
Here's what I wanted to say.
It's something like, that he wanted to tell me. So I don't know exactly what it's about, but I like to know.
Wait, no.
Go back a little more? Yeah. We're right here?
To the beginning.
He said,
No, not the beginning. Keep it, you know, keep it right there. Keep it right
there. Turn off.
You're a handsome man.
They've kept their romance a secret from most people. But today, Nathaniel has decided to reveal everything to his father.
Nathaniel asked me to come up here. Basically, he had something that he wanted to tell me. So I don't know exactly what it's about, but I'd like to know what's going on in his life.
Yeah, it's something pretty important I want to talk to you about.
All right.
I'm just going to come out and say it, I guess. I'm in an intimate relationship with Chase, sexually and emotionally.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car?
Yes.
And sexually with your car?
Yes.
It's your car?
Yes.
How does that work? How can you have sex with a car?
Mainly it's just a lot of just rubbing up against him.
Okay.
It involves masturbating as well.
Okay.
Masturbating.
So you rub up against it or... I mean, I guess, like right now, does this turn you on?
Yes.
It's hard to comprehend.
It's hard to comprehend.
Somewhere and masturbating to it or with it. I don't know. I guess it's disbelief, but at the same time, he's my son.
You see, was it and that's the problem. The divorce right there, what he's saying.
Me and your mom that did any
these
of this?
Kids need to get beat like and realize that you're being fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah,
you can't have him now. I guarantee he doesn't have any.
Sorry that I had
doesn't have a.
Don't
he has a car.
No
bed.
Healthy relationship. Yes,
he has a car bed. That's and his bed sheet has right. a picture of yeah. his car on it.
Yeah.
There's an old car that he was jerking off in.
Dude, it's a small bed.
You're not special, dude. Everybody's jerked off in their car at least once, dude. Every week, dude.
No, just
the
main. You press pause on that.
This is insane, dude. Because if I had a child and they told me they were fucking their car, dude, I'm calling, like, the authorities, dude. Like, so it's like health service people. I'm like, fix them. What's going on? This can't be accepted, I don't think.
No.
The car can't consent.
Yeah, I just realized that.
But it's like, if you take this away from him, he probably will become a serial killer.
I'm not going to the neighborhood Kroger. That's all I'll say.
I mean, at least you got a reliable dude you could buy a car from if he ever sells it.
I'm not buying the car that he's jerking off in and rubbing up against.
Get a deep clean, man. I would.
There's no amount of detailing in the world that could take that out of
there's going to be some spillage somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I guess
there's
going
to be some spillage, man.
You try to grab something in the glove.
You're going to start the car, and semen's going to fly out of the exhaust, dude.
Damn.
And it's going to cook in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to smell good, man.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's
You're going to grab the steering wheel and not be able to let go.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's footage. There's footage of this dude touching the fucking car, man.
Yeah, and how he explained it. But I mean, that's
there's
rough.
So many other cars. Don't buy that one, man. You know?
This only happens to certain type of people. I just need this to be clear.
Whites.
No, because this definitely was only going to be whites. Yeah. Sure. But
this is the whitest.
The Strange
dude.
Addiction, we were watching it last night. Sci-Fi and Alex were over here, and the woman eating her couch cushions. Like the inside part.
Yeah.
And I was a black
person.
But
you run out.
Hmm?
Wouldn't you run out?
That's what I said. If you did that to that couch in there, we'd be sitting on the floor. I already need to get some lumps out of that bitch. But, I mean, it's people who are you can't be too accepting of everything. This guy, I mean, at this point, it's too late. At this point right here, you can't do anything about it. This man, you try to take that away from him, and he's older. First of all, I don't know how old this he looked like.
Oh, he's 39 now.
He's up in here,
Ten, take away 10. Let's see.
Yeah, if he's 29.
He's over the age of 25.
He's in his 20s.
Yeah, so there's nothing you can do about it at this point. But you see the signs when they're younger. But, hey, cool that shit the fuck out.
What signs, man? His dad didn't seem to. He seemed to be genuinely shocked. I don't think he knew his son was auto sexual.
You're spending too much time out there with that car, boy.
Then you fucking the Hot Wheels and shit.
Yeah, but you like if you have a son and he's really into cars, you're like, oh, he's just a car guy.
Yeah.
You don't know he's fucking jerking in it, dude. Damn. You don't know he's rubbing up against it, calling it Chase. You don't know that until you come out. Well, if you walk out and he's like his body's under the car and he's kissing the front of it like he was in the video.
That was
like,
a passionate kiss too. That wasn't I thought it was just gonna be like a peck. No, he had some tongue in there.
Nah, that's true love.
This I will say this guy has a better relationship with his car than most dudes have with their girlfriend.
No, without doubt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the car doesn't talk.
True.
Not have to deal with that shit.
True. It just...
It only honks when you press the...
Yeah. And that's on demand. Beep, beep. Yeah. That's crazy.
That was a good one.
This was a good one.
Good episode, boys.
I'm disturbed. Oh, yeah. Before we go, you remember we had that Dune thing where everybody was getting sexual?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kim and Shenanigans. They put on a Dune show. They put on a Dune show, and it was fun. And it's fun because we didn't know what the fuck we were getting into until 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that night it started at 8, and JJ was the...
The torturer.
Yeah, the torturer.
The torturer. Dude, I got to draw a dick on a lady's face.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was badass. Epic. We'll insert that clip right here.
I put hairs on it.
It got detailed. I like that.
Yep. We had Sci-Fi had to walk across Legos.
Mm-hmm. You had to eat a duck egg.
A duck egg, which was, I almost threw up for real. No bullshit. That was nasty.
And you were also wearing a paper hat with condoms.
Condoms. On it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
While eating the duck egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real strange.
I was sweating out of that motherfucker too. Oh yeah. I think it was like paper or something. I'm pretty sure I put a dent in that.
Construction paper.
Yeah, yeah. I put a dent in that paper. But the two best ones though. Pat doing the lap dance on the pole.
Yeah, he got crazy.
Oh my God. Hopefully we can insert these. Bow, we get these bow. From Alex and we can insert that. Hit it.
Me sexualizing the light bulb.
Audio porn,
dude.
Man, Brandon was like, you gotta unscrew the light bulb. Yeah.
He went like this at one point. He said, you gotta unscrew.
Step four, you gotta move the old light bulb. The way you do this will depend on whether the bulb has a bonnet nonsense screw.
Yeah, I heard. I remember I said to my girl, like, man, you were really humping that mic stand, Brandon. I was like, really? I thought I didn't do enough.
Oh, you did plenty, dude. You worked up a sweat. That's for damn sure, dude.
I even had to acknowledge at the end. I was like, yeah, man, I had to get into the park.
Oh, yeah. You were sweating good.
Yeah, I know. And there was no wipe or nothing. I was just like, we're going to have to act like
it's
not here.
You used the script.
Like, we're going to pretend this ain't here.
I hope she keeps on doing this one. That's fun.
I loved it.
What else they have? They had the one that I would not have done if I'd have got that one is lick my shoe.
Oh, somebody did it.
And a random audience member licked his shoe.
Yeah,
perfectly.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, High five. He was down. He did another one that was pretty.
Hot sauce.
Oh, it's just hot sauce? Okay. Man. Yeah, so they had some like light ones, hot sauce, pickle juice, lime juice, and then they had like herring, red herring.
It was a sardine.
Spicy sardine or something.
I could have done that. I had sardine pizza and shit, you know. Pretty
anchovies?
Good. Oh, my bad. Anchovy pizzas. The best.
Same thing.
That's the best pizza?
Well, at Stars Market, if you go to Stars Market Pizza, trust me, that pizza changed your life. You ever had Stars Market pizza?
Star Market is a grocery store.
But that pizza, because it got Terry's pizza in the back, it's so good. Have you ever tried the Terry's?
Nah.
You got it.
I haven't. I won't knock.
Is this the place around here?
Yes, it's at Five Points.
Stars Market?
Yes. Star Market.
Mm.
Trust me. Okay. Nobody else.
Nobody else's anchovy pizza besides theirs?
No, that. But if you get that pizza in general, it beats Domino's. It beats Little Caesars. Of course, everything beats Little Caesars. Papa John's.
That's true.
All that doesn't even compare.
Little Kudos.
I've never had Lacudos.
Oh, yeah. Little Kudos is good.
Big Ed's, though, that's the challenger.
Huh?
Big Ed's pizza. You ever had Big Ed's?
Yeah, I had Big Ed's before.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Big Ed's is good, and Marco's is actually.
I like Marco's.
Marco's is cheap and good.
Yeah. Mellow Mushroom. You know, you tried that?
Don't touch stuff.
You don't.
I like it, dude.
You like mushrooms?
No, Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom is a restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pizza place. Really good.
Okay. I thought it was.
For high people,
pizza.
I really feel like, because you go in there, they got an RV van.
It's real
thing.
Stonery.
Really stonery.
Vibe in there.
Perfect place.
All right. You gonna go Little Chulos after this?
You said go where?
Little Chulos.
What's that?
That's the place where they got the good pizza I'm talking about.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to go to Little Chulos then.
Yeah. Go to Little Chulos. It's on Jordan Lane and Holmes.
Jordan Lane and Holmes.
Little Chulos.
All right.
Didn't we go there?
No, that's a
different one.
That's a different one. Little Chulo's got the little rat as the spokesperson logo.
That's Chuck E. Cheese, man. And you shouldn't be hanging around there.
I mean, that pizza, man. You get that pizza.
Okay,
pizza
Brandon, good. Don't that dig pizza. A hole, man. That's all I'm saying.
And they
dude.
Sell alcohol there too, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's really like that's fucking weird.
Well, no, you do it because parents have to fucking be in that hellhole with their kids.
But do you want other adults drinking around your kids, man?
No.
I fuck with other adults, too. I want to be able to drink whenever I have to be there with. You got to put on. And you know it's $30 a fucking person, a kid? For like they have parties? So you pay. So if you have a 10 kid party, it's $30 a person. You damn right I want a fucking drink.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're getting shit faced at Chuck E. Cheese's.
You can.
And if you get.
It's frowned upon.
Again, You can. That's all that matters. Because you don't want to have to deal with all these kids. You got to fucking watch them. Might as well have a beer in your hand.
I loved Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid.
Same.
I just went for one of my friend's kid's birthday, and I ain't going to lie, they had a... fuck you. But they had a, their stuffed crust pizza was like... It was legit.
Oh, just they got stuffed crust now?
Yeah, dude. Damn. And it's just enough cheese. It's not too much. Like, Papa John's stuffed crust sucks. It's the worst by far.
I don't
and then
know.
Pizza Hut, is you know, it's the gold standard. But this is better than Pizza Hut. It's like just a little sliver, and it's like...
We should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we should.
No,
we should.
The fuck we shouldn't. If we walk into Jeff, all four of us walk into Chuck E. Cheese right now, we're ready to fuck shit up. Start pushing kids off the machine.
I am applying for jobs, but maybe I'll be the rat, dude.
Oh, man, dude, that'd be cool. I'm at a birthday party. You just... Wink at me. I'm like, hey, I know that man.
You couldn't see me wink.
No, I'm talking about if you be like, come backstage for a second. Wink and then put it back
okay,
in.
Okay, if so, Brandon, the rat asking Brandon to go backstage at Chuck E. Cheese, dude. First of all, now we know how he got molested 25 times as a child, dude.
Brandon, why would you be at a party, at a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, I mean, if it was somebody that like I knew, like a relative or something, they had like that kid, he'd be like, come see your cousin or something. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Now I'm there, and he's like, hey, man. Or he'd be like, Brandon, come back here. And I'd be like, hey, what's up? It's just JJ.
But you would just walk back there.
And then it's
there,
his so. Penis.
Now, you know... Now I'd have to think about it, man. If some dude was just hey.
If the Chuck E. Cheese, after he did his little dance for the kids and stuff, came over, it was like, he just hit you and said, hey, come here. Would you
I'd be
go?
Like, hold up, man. What you want me to...
That's not what you just said,
yeah,
though.
You would just go, though, I think.
Okay, well, if I hear JJ's voice...
No, if he just hit you. if he just hit you, even if it is JJ, you're not going to know his voice, man. If a fucking random Chuck E. Cheese guy is in, you know what I'm saying? He just hit you and he's like, hey, come here real quick. You would go, wouldn't you?
I'd be like, all right, what's going on?
He would get it.
I would be walking, but I'd be like, hey, what's up?
If he hit you and said, come here, and didn't say anything else, he just said, come here, and start walking off, would you go with him?
Man, I'd have to really think about it.
He just said that he would walk with him, but he'd be hesitant about it.
It depends. I'd have to say, it depends how it goes. Like, it depends how you do it, I guess. I don't know, man.
What if he comes up and he's like, hey, man, yeah, come with me to the back real quick?
I don't know. I don't know what would happen. I'd probably be like, hey, let me think. But then another part would be like, I don't know. Because I feel like he wouldn't be like.
The last 15 times that I did this, it didn't end well.
I'd have to think about
it. But this time might be different. You can't judge a book by its cover, even if it is a fucking rat costume. Because
I'd be like, out of all the people, you were like, hey, man, come here for a minute. I'd be like, that's weird. But
Brandon, you went whenever one of my friends came to Shenanigans for the show. He said he hit Brandon and he was like, hey, he's like, hey, come to the bathroom with me. And then Brandon walked to the bathroom. Hey. He's like,
single
room stall. He's like, I'm fucking with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I knew he was joking. I was like, this is part of the joke, man. So
you knew he was joking?
Yeah, I knew it was a joke.
Okay.
I was like, yeah.
You also thought all those other people were joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't.
I'm too chill, man. I'm like, oh, man, hey, I'm just vibing. And then man. It's weird.
So even if you knew he was joking, you still walked in the bathroom.
Yeah, because I was like,
you got me there.
I was like, all right, man, let's commit this joke. Cause nothing's gonna happen in there, right? Nothing.
Yeah.
What if his friend was a weird molester guy?
Yeah.
Dude?
Or he's just Damn. As committed as you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Committed to the bit.
Okay, now if it got too committed, I'd be like, okay, you know we can stop with this joke now, right? Like that.
Well,
like,
at that point, it's not a joke anymore.
I'd be like, this is kind of a charge right here. I don't like this. Not today, man. No.
Not today. No, maybe man. Later.
No. And then you never come back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
That would be the real Doom show, dude.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
In the bathroom.
That'd be crazy. They'd like, see what's in that restroom.
Restroom,
bathroom. Would you go in it? And then you'd be like, nah, man, I don't know. You never know. But then I'd be like, damn, that would be crazy if that was on that board. Because me, I think, I'd be like, oh, I know this person, man. They ain't going to be nothing that crazy. I'm talking about the Doom Show. If the Doom Show had something like going to the restroom, there's a mystery thing in there, I'd be like, this is the Doom Show, man. It can't be nothing too crazy in there.
Yeah, I'm so scared for you out of the room.
Something's gonna happen, dude.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. You gotta run things by us, all right? Anytime somebody asks you to go to a back room.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
man.
Just give us a call. Be like, yeah, should I go back here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're always gonna say no.
Do you know the guy, Brandon?
I got you. Man, yeah. I didn't make a friend.
He did make a friend.
Oh,
in the
my gosh. You remember that night at Straight to Hell? I was in there for 20 minutes because somebody had like a wrestling hat and everything. I was like, dude, you got a wrestling hat, man?
He had a wrestling hat and everything.
Dude, it was the fucking golden era one. I got the exact picture of it because I know exactly which one he had. Oh, snapback. Okay, snapback.
That's all it takes.
Legends.
Chuck E. Cheese, I'm a little hesitant, but if he's got a wrestling hat from the golden era.
Where is it at? It was like this one, right? And I was like, dude, you got this wrestling hat, man? He was like, hell yeah. I was like, so that's your favorite era? And then he was telling me all these cool instruments he played and stuff. And I was like, hell yeah, man.
The dick? the penis
Not
flute?
Not the dick, the bagpipes.
The bag and the pipe? That was a gay man trying to fuck you,
was
Brandon.
Was that some slang? That slang down there? They'd be like, hey,
slanging dick, dude.
Yeah, you know about the bagpipes, right? I don't know.
What was that noise?
What was that? I was like, what the hell? I don't know. Because I feel like that would be cool. I'm like, hey, man, you know about them bagpipes, right? And then you'd be like, no, because I don't know. I don't want to know either. Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Like, hey, look at you.
I got nothing. Brandon, I'm not saving you, dude.
That's
you got to save yourself, dude.
No, that was metaphorical. Thankfully, that's not how it happened. He was like, oh, yeah, play the bagpipes, man. I was like, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Yeah, and then, yeah, he was like, almost came to the show, but too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
Down the hall.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was at the show. I'm talking about the Clown College show.
Oh, okay. Dude, you could have played some pipes on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that would have been crazy. Like, that would have been cool.
And to have him there and to be like, how'd you meet this guy, Brandon? Oh, we were talking in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because he had a WWE hat on.
Yeah, I was just washing my hands. He was like, man, I saw you a minute ago. I was like, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to leave you guys on that.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on the ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while.